The men you worked with were old-time craftsmen in the true sense.
Yeah. I was very fortunate in that I came into the trade when a lot of the old-timers were still there, when they were highly skilled, very much respected, and you had a situation where they were very proud of their skill, very proud of their skill. And when you look at the sort of people, they hadn't been sorted out by the 44 Education Act. A lot of the men that I served my time with, had they have come out of school, now would have been university people, probably got a degree, couldn't get a job, and would have been nobody. Whereas in those days they were highly skilled artisans, highly skilled craftsmen, very well respected, on top of their job, thoroughly enjoyed their job, and, well, they were pint men in half-pint jobs often, rather than the reverse today of having half-pint men in pint jobs, leading to job dissatisfaction and goodness knows what. But they were thinking of some of them. One was a very, very skilled musician, Bill Rose, very skilled, superb organist. Another fellow was a very keen natural historian, and he was Alan Lewis, who was an authority on the natural history of Shropshire and lectured to whoever wanted a lecture. He used to go down to the university in Birmingham to talk on the natural lecture on the natural history of Shropshire, which showed his ability when he used to go down to talk to people of that ilk. So they were entirely self-educated men. Entirely. And just a stone's throw, as it were, away from the bowler-hatted men. When we were very rushed, we used to have one or two fellows that had retired who used to come back in to help, and they were the bowler-hatted brigade. When they worked, they wore a bowler hat. They went to work with a bowler hat. The sort of fellows you see photographs of old joiner shops and these fellows in bowler hats. You've probably seen them yourself.
Was that a status symbol?
Oh, not half.
That you've actually arrived?
Oh, Lord, yes. Oh, yeah. You know, you not anybody would be allowed to talk to them. They're very much a status symbol. And they were always known as Mr. So-and-so. There was none of this Christian name stuff.